My talk title is Earth Day 2024, Respecting Our Planet and Doing Our Part. So many of you may know that on April 22nd each year, there are celebrations that are held in more than 192 countries around the world for Earth Day. And it's a day meant to show support for protecting our environment, our planet, our very livelihood. The first Earth Day in the U.S. was celebrated on April 22nd, 1970, and resulted in 20 million Americans participating in peaceful demonstrations to show their support for environmental reform. Earth Day went international in 1990. So as we consider and take time, because in our busy lives it's pretty easy, is it not, to take an awful lot for granted. We turn the light switch on, we have electricity, usually for the most part, if we pay our bill, or if we're connected up. How many of you use a Keurig or a coffee machine this morning, or a tea maker? And yep, there we go, bing, and we have coffee. We take for granted so much in our planet, and we are so gifted, especially in the Western world, with many things. So think about what you take for granted. So call out a little bit. And anybody of you, those of you who are watching online, type something in. What do you take for granted? No. Leave it. That was Emil, right? Yes, indeed. Inside toilet. Boy, take that one for granted until you're out backpacking or camping. And yeah. Yeah. What else?
Your health.
Our health. And having available to us health care.
Connectivity to others
through cell phones, through being able to gather together, just all kinds of things. Driving on roads, having roads. Yeah, Susan, what do we have online?
Deb Stipp says clean drinking water, and Vicki Thompson says clean water.
Clean water, yeah. Yeah, Sue Ellen.
The warmth of our furnace.
Yeah, it was a little chilly this morning, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many things that we do take automatically for granted, and in many other countries, they are not as readily or at all available. And it's easy to go along in our lives, hang on just a minute, Susan, in our lives and take so much for granted. How many of you have ever had some water from a plastic water bottle? Every single person has. And we think, well, that's great. And we don't think about the consumerism that's involved. Susan, what else? There were some other ones.
Oh, Tamara Ashley, heat or cool at the touch of a button. And Cecilia, heat, hot water, indoor cooking.
Ooh, indoor cooking, yeah. And you know, one of the things we really take for granted, and several said that, Vicki did, and others, is the water that we drink, and having clean water and having it readily available. And having grown up in California and with relatives still there, having gone through droughts there, and you don't think of California as a desert, Southern California is a desert, yet it is. And there are times when there is a drought, and it is so vitally important to curtail watering the lawns and using the hose to clean off your driveway, right? And we just kind of do these things without realizing how much we are consuming. So how many of you noticed when a COVID hit and things weren't quite as readily available? Yeah. How many of you took for granted toilet paper? until we, you know, everyone went in and grabbed a gazillion rolls of it at a time. And then it's like, uh-oh. But I just want us to kind of sit and think, because sometimes it's like, oh, it's Earth Day, big deal, no big deal. And yet, friends, I think it's so important for us to be aware that we create our planet, and we are the stewards of our planet. And it's important to notice how we use these wonderful gifts and resources so readily available. Most of you know, I would think, Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, of course, a former president. He says to waste, to destroy our natural resources, to skin and exhaust the land instead of using it so as to increase its usefulness will result, in undermining in the days of our children the very prosperity which we ought by right to hand down to them. Now, how long ago was that said? You know, an awareness back then of overconsumption, overconsumerism. Robert Swan, who is a speaker and a polar explorer, he's the only man who has trekked to both the South and the North Pole. He's an advocate for protection of Antarctica and renewable energy. And he says, the greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. How many times do we take so much for granted and we just kind of keep thinking, oh, well, we don't have a drought here. We don't need to kind of cut back on our water, or all the things that on a daily basis we take for granted and don't actually consciously contribute to or say thanks for or have an appreciation of. And to take this time to honor Earth Day and to make it important to us and not just kind of shine it on, but to engage and to do our part. Earth Day is a reminder of the, this is from earthday.org, Susan, sorry. Earth Day is a reminder of the importance of environmental conservation and sustainability, encouraging us to come together and take action for a healthy planet and a brighter future. And for Earth Day of 2024, the theme is planet versus plastics. And EarthDay.org is unwavering in our commitment to end plastics for the sake of human and planetary health, demanding a 60% reduction in the production of all plastics by 2040. Now, what does this mean to us? Did that go right over your head? It sort of went over my head. I was like, okay, yeah. 2040, that's a long ways away, and only 60% reduction. And yet, think about where plastics show up and how much we use them unthinkingly. The average person uses 156 plastic bottles per year. That's the average person. 60 million plastic water bottles are thrown away each day. 60 million plastic water bottles are thrown away each day in America. 35 billion empty water bottles are thrown away in the U.S. each year, with only 12% being recycled. Whew! Americans discarded 51 million tons of wrappers, bottles, and bags in 2021, and that means about 309 pounds of plastic per person, of which almost 95% of that ended up in landfills, oceans, or scattered in the atmosphere in tiny toxic particles. So, friends, you know, Earth Day isn't about let's scare everybody into, oh, my gosh. But it is about let's wake up a little bit. Let's wake up and choose to be greater stewards of the gift of this planet that is given so freely. In Scripture from Jeremiah 2:7, it says, I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land. And so, again, not a matter of slapping our hands or making us wrong. This is more a time to encourage each other to consider what can we do. Because many of you have seen the pictures with the billions and billions of plastic bottles in oceans that aren't right here, but that fill our oceans, that affect our water life, and it's hard to recognize, friends, that there is a way we can make a difference. And to understand that, yes, it's easier oftentimes to use a plastic water bottle. And we do that a lot without thinking. And so there are ways and things that we can each do just in taking one small step. And if we look at the problem and we feel overwhelmed by it, I don't know about you, but what happens is I go, oh, can't deal with that. Phew, don't do anything. And so each year here at Unity, and I like to focus on Earth Day, and we invite people to make commitments to doing something a little bit different. And yet people say, well, oh gosh, you know, what I do doesn't make a difference. And yet it is so very important for us as spiritual humanity to understand that we are stewards of this beautiful planet upon which we live. From Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make humankind in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And friends, we have sometimes misunderstood from that cerebral human power over place within us that to have dominion means we can rule and we can just stomp on everything around us. The Hebrew word for dominion does not mean to dominate or to exploit. Rather, it means to take sacred responsibility for. That's what the Hebrew word dominion means. To take sacred responsibility for. And from Galatians 6, 9 through 10, it says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good, friends. And so as we sit here and think and consider tomorrow being April 22nd, so actual Earth Day is tomorrow, you know, to be kind of aware of all the things that we take for granted and to begin to notice that even one step that we take, even one plastic bottle per week that we otherwise would have tossed out makes a difference if we utilize a reusable container. And there's many ways that we can make a difference in our planet. Catherine Cahoe, she's a climate scientist and an author, and she says, what do you need to solve the climate crisis? The answer is everyone. If we don't take care of this planet, who will? So while it's really easy to say, oh, well, you know, somebody over there can do it, I don't need to inconvenience myself because it's a lot easier to just kind of do what I've always done, it's about waking up, people. It's about being more conscious. And Jane Goodall, many of you know, she was a very famous primatologist and an anthropologist. She says, you cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, friends, and you have to decide what kind of a difference you want to make. It's up to each one of us to be good stewards. Yes, did you? They are, and we're gonna talk about that in just a minute. So thank you for that, because we want to. I'll have you make some more suggestions also of the things, the actual steps that we can take. I just wanted to also finish this quote from Betty Reason. She says, she's a comedian. She says, if you think you are too small to be effective, you have never been in bed with a mosquito. Now, I have quoted this oftentimes because, and probably usually on Earth Day Sunday, because as my sister knows, you know, I can hear a mosquito clear out in that room and it buzzes around my head and I'm like, ah, and I jump out of bed and try and find it. And you think it doesn't make a difference. And that's what happens for us. We think that, oh, you know, what good can I do? How many of you felt that? I sure have. I sure have. We all have at times. And so what I'm wanting us to remember is we can take one small step. It doesn't have, we don't have to solve the whole thing. But if we each made one difference, as you said, like to not use those plastic bags, to take shopping bags. Every time I go to visit my sister in California, and we go shopping Trader Joe's and the grocery store, and she always has reusable bags in the car. And I have reusable bags in my car, and I will say that a good deal of the time, I just don't think to take them in. And so it's about what is it, you know, it's understanding that we can indeed make a difference and not to feel that we're not important or that the little bit that we do doesn't change. It does. Each little tiny thing can make a difference in our planet. And as respectful stewards of planet Earth, friends, let's take wise and accountable action. And so from Scripture, where it's in 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust, we are the stewards, those of us who have been given a trust must prove faithful. So this is a time to consider, okay, what is ours to do? What's our part, doing our part? One of the very first things that it takes is a willingness to simply be more conscious, to be aware of the thinking and feeling like I can't do anything or I won't make a difference and say, no, wait a minute, I can. And then make some choices that are sustainable for you. It's the same thing like exercising. How many of you go, I'm going to exercise? And you go to the gym and you work out for half an hour and you go home and you can't move a muscle and you go, well, I'm not doing that anymore. We do that. That's human nature. So what I'm saying is, if we want to make a difference, let's begin to be more aware and just a step at a time in the small things that we do, begin to reduce our contribution to this plastics overwhelm that infiltrates the air with the plastic beads, even in our water that we drink. And so let's be about taking a stand and taking a step. And I love this quote from Annie Leonard. She's the executive director of Greenpeace. She says, there is no such thing as a way, meaning when we throw anything away, it must go somewhere. You know, it's easy to put it in the trash and then think, oh, that's gone. And so in the process like of recycling and being aware, we recycle to the degree that we can here in the church. And I'm sure, I know many of you recycle at home and many communities are doing that. It's beginning to be aware of the ways that we can make a difference, even one small step at a time. And Gaylord Nelson, who was actually, he's an American politician, but he was the founder of Earth Day. And he said, the ultimate test of man's conscience may be his willingness to sacrifice something today for future generations whose words of thanks will not be heard. This is inviting us to step outside of our comfort zone just a little tiny bit and to begin noticing what we can do to make a difference. So thank you for your suggestion. There's a whole list here. I'm going to invite those of you at home also to post some things of how you might make a difference. Go ahead, Susan.
So we have two, one from Tamara. The plastic covering laundry and dishwasher pods dissolves and becomes microplastic, which goes into the water system. And then Chrissy says, suggestion to save our planet. Remove invasive species and plant natives. No mow May. Love on dandelions. And Suzanne Gibbons says, already using bamboo paper products, including toilet paper, water in 5-gallon water jugs, earth-friendly cleaning products packaged not in plastic, laundry sheets, my own grocery reusable bags, pledging to reclaim part of my yard for the bees and butterflies this spring.
Oh, you go, Suzanne, wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And so thank you for, yeah, talking about the plastic bags. And there's so many different kinds and unusual things that we can recycle and we don't think about it. Part of it, a big movement out throughout the world is about eating less meat, because to produce meat, to grow cattle, takes so much water. It's a terrible consumption. And so one of the things is to eat less meat, to eat vegetarian once a week or twice or three times. Other things, my sister, they compost and to do that and to contribute. A lot of people say to buy local and buy organic. One of the things that we don't think about, I don't even remember. So this is the one thing I'm going to kind of take note of, is unplugging electric devices. You know, all my cell phones and everything's plugged in when I go traveling. And to unplug the stuff I don't need. And many of you have already adjusted your heat and your cooling to median ranges. The smart thermostats now, you can set them and they do that. Also recognizing how important it is to reduce our consumption of clothing. They call it fast clothing. And so many of the fibers put the particulates and the beads into our atmosphere and into our water. So anybody else, what is a way? One of the things that worked for me, and Susan, I'll get to you in a second, I really don't need a straw. When I go out, you know, to a restaurant or go out somewhere, fast food or whatever you do, and there's oftentimes they just automatically throw them on the table, and I'm like, I kindly say, you know, consider asking before you put something on the table, because a lot of times once it's on the table, they can't put it back. So, but it's like, I don't need a straw. And so it's a simple enough little thing, but it's one of the things that I really try to pay attention to. And I when I eat out, I have plastic containers that I, because I always take food home. I love leftovers. Not everybody does, but I do. And of course, I did that for about the first 3 or 4 months, and then I forget. So it's okay, though, that's where I'm saying being conscious and notice and go, oh, yeah, I can do that, and I just forget. I used to carry them in my car and sort of took them out. And so anybody else, what is something that you can think of? Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this, but Terry and I love those gold gel pens to blow your vitamin packages. We kind of hide them from each other. I would go through them by the tons. I'm thinking of all the offices and businesses. Those pens, not just those pens, but all pens, must be used and discarded in huge, huge numbers. We take them for granted.
Do they have refillable cartridges? I know I love my purple pens. Susan, how many of purple ink cartridge fillers have you ordered for me? I do. Yeah. Yeah. Bill is commenting. Ella in the back there. Yeah. So, but that's a wonderful thing to be aware of. Susan, go ahead. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, and Vicki Thompson says, be mindful of how I dispose of food waste, compost, food scraps.
Yeah. And you know, in the simple ones, it's easier to take for granted the water that we have here in the Midwest with all the lakes and the rivers, and we're so close by. And I forget. And I, you know, brush my teeth and leave the water going. And when I go to visit my sister in California, it's like, oh, I got to be good. You know, it's like, but why am I not that way all the time? And so, friends, I'm just saying that in honor of Earth Day, which is always on April 22nd each year, in honor of Earth Day tomorrow, let us begin making some kind of a commitment to protect our planet, even if it's only one little tiny step. Now, another major way we can make a difference, and something I think is very important, is reforestation. And this is a slide, Susan, that has earthday.org and also onetreeplanted.org on it. Since the start of human civilization, we've cleared 46% of trees globally. On our planet, 46% of the trees on our planet have been harvested. In 2022 alone, we lost 22.8 million hectares of tree cover to deforestation, logging, and forest fires. And that's equivalent, listen to this, that's equivalent to a soccer field of trees every 6 seconds. Earth Month is an annual observance during the month of April that focuses on raising awareness about environmental issues and promoting actions to protect the planet. It is a time for individuals, organizations, and communities to come together and take action to secure a more sustainable future. Small actions can create a big impact, and it can start with planting a tree. Trees provide a range of benefits, including cleaning the air we breathe, filtering the water we drink, providing habitat for biodiversity, and so much more. They play a crucial role in combating climate change and creating a greener, healthier planet for future generations. So friends, consider what you might do is in celebration of Earth Day tomorrow, and knowing that Earth Day is every day. And today we're dressed in our jeans and our t-shirts. Those of you who are able will be staying after the service and doing some cleanup and loving on Mother Earth around our church building here. There is a sign-up sheet that you can put your name on. It will be in the back. Or in the foyer after the service. If you in your heart make a commitment to just one small change, or maybe a couple, but don't try to do too much and then not do anything at all. So for those of you also who are online, and many of you have also already stated what you're doing, and so we'll put down those people's names, and all of you who are here today and help outside, and any of you who are sitting here now and make a commitment to make some kind of a change. Less plastic water bottles, less straws, less containers, less plastic bags. Making your own cleaning supplies. I know Tamara's wonderful at doing that and being creative. So any kind of a commitment that you make, just put your name on the list. Susan will be writing down the names of you who are online. And I have personally made a pledge. One of my favorite places is onetreeplanted.org. I have made a pledge that for everyone who makes a choice, who just simply writes down their name and says that I will do something different, I will plant a tree. Or two or three for each and every one of you through this wonderful organization that goes around the world. They work with different countries. They work with communities to reforest after forest fires, to where there's been deforestation because of harvesting trees. So take a moment to make your own commitment in your heart and to acknowledge that this is our planet. This is our home. And what we throw away, we think, doesn't ever go away unless we do so in a way where it can be recycled in sustainable ways. So in closing, I will share with you a quote from Ziya Bastida. She's a 21-year-old. Climate justice activist. And she has spoken all over and has blogs and is acknowledged. She's a member of the indigenous Atomi community. And she indeed makes a difference. And I've quoted her before, so at least for the last 3 or 4 years. So she started when she was even younger. And she says, a vibrant, fair, and a regenerative future is possible. Sometimes we think it isn't. Sometimes we think, well, you know, I can only do a little bit and it's not going to make a difference, but it does make a difference. She says, a vibrant, fair, and regenerative future is possible. Not when thousands of people do climate justice activism perfectly, but when millions of people do the best they can, friends. We are on earth to take care of life. We are on earth to take care of each other. Let's consciously and actively do the best we can, one step at a time, being there with and for each other, reminding each other, supporting each other, and loving and appreciating our word from Daily Word, appreciating this wondrous planet upon which we live.